and welcome to the Essential Install podcast series. This is the second in this mini-series of podcasts dedicated to our sister exhibition EI Live, and in particular talking to specific exhibitors at the event. EI Live is the UK's only dedicated AV and home automation show, taking place at the Farnborough Exhibition and Conference Centre on the 29th and 30th of September this year, so don't forget to book your free ticket online. EI Live is in fact in its 10th year and has clearly grown over that period of time, with a regular 300 to 400 brands on show. Together with the Technical Theatre Learning Zone taking centre stage on the show floor, there is something for all integrators and installers. Architects and interior designers would also benefit from visiting the show. Having said all of that, we are talking to specific exhibitors in these podcasts, and today we are joined by InVision UK to talk about their preparation for the show, what brands they will be showing on their stand, etc., etc., and what brands they may well have picked up over the last 18 months. So, we're joined by Mark Taylor and Peter Alloway from said InVision UK, two stalwarts of the residential AV industry. Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Peter.
Welcome, David. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you, David. Good to see you.
We're also joined by Daniel Sate, who, as you all know, is our illustrious editor of Essential Install magazine. Welcome again, Dan. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be back again. Looking forward to this one.
Mark, Peter, obviously we've had 18 months of lockdown, which is a, what can you say? InVision has clearly weathered the storm. What's the last 18 months been like for you guys?
I'll take this one, Peter. I think it's clearly been challenging, hasn't it? This is times like we've never seen before, and I'm hoping that we don't experience again. But I think first and foremost, the key element was when we went into this all great unknown, was that we made people safe, and then we followed guidelines, and we took advice, and we tried to do our bit that meant people remain safe, and we did the right thing. So that was first priority, you know.
I think what's been interesting, Mark, is I haven't heard, heaven forbid, I haven't heard of too many casualties, bearing in mind that, you know, our industry kind of dropped off a cliff a little bit in the first lockdown. I haven't heard of too many casualties, and the industry seems to now have come out of it and kind of booming, really.
Well, absolutely, and I think, you know, like I say, first and foremost, the InVision team is well and thriving now. You know, it was a challenge, David. There's no two ways about it. We can't deny it. We were going into the unknown. You know, who had heard of things like furlough and things we'd never dealt with before? So it was really going into the unknown. But we went hard lockdown like most people did, and the first few months were very interesting. And we had a team that were there. We were there all throughout, and you know, it was really interesting talking to our customers, talking to our manufacturers, you know, sharing experiences going on. And the first few months were clearly, like everyone else did, it was hard lockdown and were tough.
Did you see a tremendous drop off in that first lockdown? Because it was
absolutely.
What was two or 3 months or something?
For the first 2 months, really, it was the first 2 months. We were still surprised about the business we were doing. I mean, it was, there were still things happening out there and going, and like I say, we were there throughout. But, you know, clearly it was, the country was in a very hard lockdown. But I got to say, this has got to be testament to the residential install market, how, you know, coming out of those first 2 months, they, you know, people were, you know, our customers and our manufacturers, they got their procedures together, they got their, you know, they got their comfort in what they were doing, and we were doing the right thing. And really, from then on, we haven't looked back, and we've seen a real resurgence in the residential market. And it's been very bright from then on. What do you think, Peter? You're at the thick of it.
Absolutely. It was when we went into that lockdown, we're thinking, are we going to be here for a couple of weeks? Maybe a month or whatever. No one dreamt we'd only just be sort of breaking out of this, but I think very quickly I called our industry, our customers, the fourth emergency service, quite frankly, with the level of business and the inquiries and assistance we were giving them to deliver projects for clients. There was, I guess, bits of me thinking, should this be happening? But we're all delighted it was, and it continued to escalate. And it's been exciting, if I can use that word, in such crazy times, being able to work with so many customers and be at regular contact with these guys and being available to talk to them and help them through with projects. And it's been an incredible journey.
Do you know what I found interesting? I was sort of drove past a billboard yesterday, and it was a great phrase, pretty basic, but great phrase, and said, "Don't move." It was from an estate agency, and it said, "Don't move, improve." And of course, I guess that's what a lot of people have been doing, isn't it? They've been spending more money on their house, and in particular AV, I guess, and home cinemas, because they had nothing else to spend their money on.
I think, you know, that is part of it. But I think what this does do, it makes you realise how important the home is. As crazy as that sounds, you know, when you take everything else away, your home is really your most important thing you have. And you know, people were spending far too much time in their home. But, you know, what a great time to, you know, this is, I'm going to improve it. I'm going to, you know, people just made those decisions. Let's spend on here. It's clearly the place where I'm going to spend a lot of time. And also, as summer was out of pure necessity, you know, with home working, we've all learnt to home work now, and we needed professional networks to be able to do that. You know, the only way you can do this type of thing is by using professional network products to give you the right tools for the job. And so, you know, that particularly that part of our market just flew.
Well, let me tell you, no one is more pleased than my wife. The money we spent on our house.
Yeah. We've talked to quite a lot of companies now about their lockdown experience. And, you know, everyone has a different story. But the one sort of common theme through it does seem to be this surprise at sort of how things kind of kept going. I mean, it's different from every company in terms of what products kept things going. I mean, obviously, it's kind of things were more... There was more emphasis on the kind of products that people kind of can plonk and play type stuff rather than stuff that really needed a lot of work doing to it. But that was still going on. But just to reflect, Mark, what you were saying just then, I've been working from home for about 12 years, long, maybe more. I sometimes think that I invented it. It's been that long. But it's really interesting what you said about kind of valuing the space. And like, so obviously you can't see it, but I'm sat here surrounded by kind of actually quite a nice AV system, quite a big screen.
I always mention, by the way, his signed Arsenal shirt, which he's not showing at
you
the
can't
moment.
See that.
It's normally hanging on the wall.
It is, but it's somewhere else now. Yeah. But just in terms of people starting to think about, well, if I'm going to be at home more, whether I'm working or relaxing, what's important to me and how can I improve what's around me? And yes, you can have all your nice pictures and all your kind of, you know, your family memorabilia and all that kind of stuff. But access to nice music and to nice visuals and to watch things, I think people have really realised that this isn't something that's trivial necessarily. It really genuinely improves your life. Mm. So is that the feedback you've sort of gotten? And is there other ways that you've managed to develop the company and maybe added any more brands or any new things that you're doing over the course of the last year or so?
Well, certainly on during the lockdown and adding a broader experience for lots of words been used more so over this lockdown, people's well-being. We're locked down. The only exciting part of working from home is occasionally getting out into the garden. So, yeah, we're all evolved in the video or music, and we want to enjoy that to the best of our capabilities. So needless to say, during the first lockdown period where we were treated some absolutely amazing sunshine, outdoor audio products for us and the necessary good quality amplification that would go behind that. Certainly, we'd normally see a trend of that rising during the summer months on it, but it was unprecedented, the amount of that was happening, and that would be particularly with Origin Acoustics. Certainly not just entry-level product cost-wise either. Some of them were quite serious projects with the Bollards from Origin Acoustic, quite a unique product and not a cheap product, but that flight money was being spent on outdoor audio for everyone to enjoy in that breakout of the house
I'm interested to know as well, kind of, I mean, it's very early to tell, but do you get any indication yet that some of these changes, some of these behaviour patterns are long-ranging, more permanent, that people will kind of think, do I really want to go to Lanzarote and spend all of that money, or do I want to buy something that's going to last, that my kids are going to love, you know, my friends are going to be jealous of, you know, that kind of idea that maybe I'm spending money on something I don't really get much value out of, but if I buy something from, you know, Envision, I'm getting something that has a longer term value to my life and what I want to do.
For me, I think it's raised the importance. You know, I think, you know, if you're now going to buy, and let's face it, most of our products go into nice high value houses, but if you're going to buy a nice high value house, are you really going to take it seriously if it hasn't got a professional network? Are you really going to take it seriously if it hasn't got some dedicated media room or dedicated cinema, or and if they haven't catered for the outside audio? I think after our experiences of last year, I think it just make, I'd hate to say the word essential, but because none of it is, but you know, it's very important now, I think.
I'd argue the fact, of course, that everything's essential.
Well, you know, I wanted to tee you up, David.
Boom, boom.
I mean, it's all interesting stuff. In the last, 18 months, we've all been locked down. Have you guys been working behind the scenes, bringing on new brands?
We're always working on behind the scenes, David. Always working behind the scenes. But I think you've seen we've brought on some new brands. I think if we sort of look at an 18-month period, we've had Pulse 8, which is a very exciting UK manufacturer. You know, post-Brexit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Fantastic.
Lot going on there with them, isn't there?
Mm. Yeah, really exciting, you know, and great to see UK manufacturing, by the way.
I think we were together, Dan, weren't we? We had a guided tour of the factory.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Down in lovely,
very
down
interesting
in lovely
stuff.
Pool as well, which yeah. helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And like I say, it's great to see UK manufacturing. I think that's, you know, it's really pleasing. And then we took on the powerhouse that is Ubiquiti, you know, as networks just went through the roof, and you know, we kept our eye on Ubiquiti for a while, we'd taken, I think that was, what was that, Peter, midway through last year, wasn't it?
September.
Ubiquiti joined
July,
portfolio.
August, September, yeah.
And then
forgive my ignorance, just explain to me Ubiquiti.
Pete,
Ubiquiti is a full network solution product, from switches, wireless access points, whether internal, external, a full range of product solutions to cater for every requirement around a residential or commercial property, in fact, on there. So Luxor is still very much a part of our business, but Ubiquiti comes in at a different price level on there. It's a very exciting product. On there, and we've done substantial turnover in that since it's been brought on board, and customers received it very well and were delighted that it's on board with ourselves as well, so that should there be support requirements, they know the team really well, that they can get a bit of help should they need it. But Ubiquiti, pretty much install it and forget it. It's really, really good. It's got very high value because it is install it and forget it.
And have more brands other than those, clearly?
Yeah. So and then at the most recent addition has been Crix. So we delved into the Commonwealth. So we went to we thought we've got our UK brand now, and now we need to go to the rest of the Commonwealth. So it's an Australian brand and a fantastic. Pete, I'll let you're better at this
Crix.
Than me.
I had a demonstration of Crix, and I have to say, brilliant stuff. Nearly blew my head off.
Did you hear it down at our facility?
I did. Kerry invited us down,
and we had a run through
with the cinema, and it was very impressive. Yeah. I have to say.
No, we keep polishing it every now and then. It's sounding absolutely awesome. And Crix came on board, a really exciting company because of their commercial background. I think it's something ridiculous, like 75-80% of these cinemas in the Australasias are Crick's Audio, and they've been able to produce and put a lot of effort and energy into a residential solution to achieve very high levels of reference levels, if that is the desire. And there's a product and system solution to fit every room size and budget available. And it's a really nice system, very easy to sit and design a solution for anyone. Really, really exciting product. And again, despite the times that we're in, we've put out some substantial systems that are being deployed, installed, and we hope to be able to catch up with a lot of those installs and try and get some decent editorials on them. That'll be exciting.
Well, you know, Dan's always looking for case studies for the magazine.
I know, we've got to get him out of his little room, haven't we, occasionally? So we're more than happy to get Dan out.
Well, I must admit, actually, when we went and listened to the system, and it's not a brand I knew very well. And obviously, I knew about the commercial aspect of it, and that route from commercial cinemas into domestic cinemas is not always a successful one.
No,
A whole bunch of different reasons. And so we were really pleasantly surprised at how good the system is. And like you say, you know, it can go reference, and that's important for some clients. But actually, we were quite surprised with how the detail, the warmth of the system. It's not just volume.
No,
anybody can do volume. It's actually in the qualitative and great movie soundtracks are actually all about the little sounds, not the big explosions. Yes, those are important. They're kind of like full stops in things, and they're kind of, you know,
absolutely.
But actually, it's raindrops. It's, you know, it's kind of little subtleties in someone's voice. That's what really creates movie magic.
There's nothing more pleasurable than having one of our customers, maybe with their customer that they brought in, and you get a comment from them to say, I've never heard that before on this bit of movie clip. And they're very familiar with the movie, but it's a massive compliment to not only Crick's, but obviously Trinov Processing that is helping deliver that and put everything in the right place. So, yeah, we work hard. Very easy to go loud, but this is about detail, get the accuracy there and make it feel like you just want to watch more. That's what it's got to be.
So during the all of our pandemic woes, you've put on quite a few brands then in the last year, 18 months.
Yeah, I think we've put on a few. I think it's, you know, everyone always, especially as distribution, you're always talking about the new brand. But actually, we've been very selective over the brands that we've put in, and you know, mainly because we're really happy with our portfolio. You know, we've got a mostly a long established portfolio. You know, some manufacturers we've been dealing with 10 years plus, and we've got long established partnerships, and that's great, and that's what we want. You know, we don't want the gone tomorrow. We want to be here for a long time, and we want to have long established partnerships. You know, and let's face it, look, they don't all work out, right? But you try your best, and we think we've got a great portfolio with the great balance of that, and our existing partners are always bringing out new products, you know, award winning and very innovative. So we feel we're in a privileged position where we can be quite selective about what we do bring in.
Roughly, how many brands have you got these days, then?
Do you know? I should know this.
I think it's 22.
You know, as a distributor, you need that balance. And I think we're comfortable that we cover a good amount of technologies and categories, and we've got the right blend with inside that.
Well, if you've got the ability and facility, you ought to have. Obviously, I'm a humble publisher, but you ought to have an offering in every AV home install area, didn't you? And I guess you must have by now.
Yeah, I think we've got the most. I think probably what we have learned over the years is, you know, you want to offer a great range, but I think we know we don't want to be we don't want to have something that we don't know and don't understand. We're keen to say, look, if we're going to take this on, if we're going to take this category on, we're going to know it. We're going to know it and understand it. And that's important from our point of view. We don't want to just fill a hole for the sake of it, because, you know, it's part of our ethos that we go to market knowing our products and understanding them. So we won't just go down that. However, you know, it is about having, you know, a good selection and a portfolio that blends well.
And stating the obvious there, if you know your products and what they do inside out, of course, that's good support and what's the word I'm looking for? Well, good support for the installers out there and encouraging for them.
It's all about with what, you know, some amazing brands available on there, but it's all about the support team, the training being offered to help specify into a project the right options in there with the key account managers and account managers that look after customers. That's their goal on there. With the brand managers specifically to add further knowledge should it be needed. And then the tech support team, should someone need any further help when they're right at the coalface, connected in the rack, they need some assist. We're there. Obviously, training has taken on a whole new guise over the last 18 months. We're normally very heavy on training, and that's face-to-face training. But that's had to change, obviously. But training is still carried on. And actually, it's been very successful with some of the brands over this lockdown period in having, you know, everyone's Zoomed to death or Teams to death. But it's such a powerful tool and we can achieve so much in such a little time. So it's been very good. And we will actually look to keep that mix of online training capabilities and the face-to-face where you've got to. A lot of engineers will probably support this statement. They want to see, they want to put their hands on the product, they want to plug it in, they want to see the actions after they've done their configuration. They want to see it work.
It's very important, isn't it? I mean,
I
was in a company once in the not too distant past, and I said to the support guys, I said, all the calls you get, how often does it involve the on-off switch?
Yeah. But I think it's really interesting. I mean, you know, we were, I would say, a pretty traditional distributor to the, you know, residential install market. You know, we were very face-to-face, you know, classroom training, everything like that. And we've come out of this learning a whole load of new skills, you know, that we probably wouldn't have learned had we not have been forced into this, you know. But actually, it's interesting. You know, it's a surprise to us. Surprise that, you know, without going out and doing the visits in the field, but we've still been able to do the sales work, do the, you know, support work. We've been able to manage these things, and it's very interesting, and it'll be interesting to see how we come out, and, you know, do we go back to exactly how it was before? I don't think so. I think we use the mix and the new skills that we've learned.
It's interesting. I think we all learned a lot during the lockdown because it seemed that we all had time on our hands. I mean, we speaking from our company, we launched a webinar division for the company. We launched a podcast division, obviously, for the company, and they're going down really well. But we had the time to do it during lockdown, which sounds a bit odd, but hey.
EI Live is the UK's only dedicated AV and home automation exhibition, taking place on the 29th and 30th of September this year. There are some 400 brands on show from all the top distributors and manufacturers, together with the EI Live Technical Theatre, taking centre stage on the show floor, presenting top industry speakers. The show is a must-go to for all AV and home automation integrators and installers. Architects and interior designers will also benefit from visiting the show. To register for your free ticket, go to eiliveshow.com.
It's obviously you guys are at EI Live and with an amazing stand, I hasten to add. I've seen the stand plans clearly.
You brought your swimming costume.
I had to check the running water actually to make sure we were okay from a health and safety point of view, but it's okay. Because I noticed you've got fountains. Working fountains.
Don't give away too much, David. I'm just the swimming costume. Yeah.
Well, I was going to coin the phrase fountain of all CI knowledge, but
well
there you
that
go.
Would be very kind.
There you go.
But it's an amazing stand. I mean, how the And it's good. Thank you guys for this. You know, it's quite a departure from what you've had in the past. That's not a criticism, but you've got a great stand this year, and you're really pushing the boat out as far as you know, as far as the stand's concerned. How are the preparations going, and are we going to see the majority of your brands at the show?
So I think first and foremost, it's fair to say, yeah, absolutely, we're going for it, David. We're going for it, and we're going for it because we're excited for a number of reasons. So we've got a lot to say. And we think, you know, I think we're all ready for this, aren't we? We're clearly all ready for this, aren't we? We can't wait, really. We want to get out, and we want to talk to our friends again.
And the message I'm getting is that everybody's literally, I mean, I'm being serious, gagging for a show and you know, face-to-face interaction.
Absolutely. So we're dead excited. And like I say, yeah, we're going for it. So, yes, you will. You'll see the majority of our partners, and they'll a number of them will be there. We've always tried to get our partners involved and bring them along. I think, you know, given flying and things like that, we perhaps won't see our international partners as much, because that still remains. I think it's still going to be a bit of a challenge at that point. So that's it. But our more sort of regionally based ones will be involved, and you'll see a great number of our technologies and categories. You'll have some great visual stuff there, and you'll have some great audio, and yeah.
I'll be there.
Even get wet.
What more do you want? Yeah.
No, it's an amazing stand. I like it. We had to make a few modifications to it, but it's okay.
I think one of the things that's really nice about this run up to the show, we always get quite busy in the run up to the show for obvious reasons, and but this show is really unique, I think, in the sense that, you know, we've never had the situation that we've been in the last sort of year, 18 months or whatever. So although we've been talking about, you know, learning new ways of communicating, new ways of doing things, for our industry, seeing something in the raw, seeing it work, seeing how impressive it is, what it sounds like, what it looks like, there really isn't any subject, you know, any substitute for that. You can't do that on a Zoom call. You can't sort of, there's no other way of doing that. And that translates as well into for the installers as well, because, you know, it's they need to understand the products, need to get excited about the products. And you just no other way of doing that than a show. So I think whilst, you know, in the long run, there will be less travel, I think. There will be less face-to-face stuff. But when it really matters, I think that's when the kind of... so it's really good to hear that you're kind of really going for it at the show, because I think people probably will go to less things. You know, certainly from a journalistic point of view, I know for a fact they're going to be less product launches, less events, things like that, because this always happens when companies get a chance to look at what happens when they don't do something. So someone with a big red pen goes, right, well, you're not doing that again because it didn't make a difference. What you're left with then, hopefully, is just like really qualitative face-to-face stuff that really matters and really makes a difference. So that's what we're looking to deliver with this show. So it's great to hear that you're sort of really, really getting ready and getting ready to really do something impressive.
I think you're spot on. I mean, look, our market is very much it's an engineering driven market, isn't it? And that means ultimately, you know, we want to touch the products, we want to see the products, we want to get behind the products. You know, I don't see that changing at all. I just think actually we'll learn, use some of the new skills, and we'll be more. We'll take more consideration of how we do things, and we'll just say, well, okay, do I need to do that way now? Actually, could I be more efficient if I use this tool? Ultimately, I don't think we're ever going to get away from, you know, we want to be out there. Our customers are out there day in, day out. You know, without installing, this doesn't operate, does it? This doesn't happen. Yeah. So that's there. And you know, without the products, we've got to see the products, haven't we? We've got to see them, we've got to touch them, we've got to understand them. You know, we've got to sell them. So that's... We need a platform to get out there and do that, and we can use some of these other tools, but really that's the key to us.
And this is what's difficult, doing that over webinar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, what's that? You can see, only see so much, right?
Have you had just speaking of the training side of things? Have you is your classroom, as it were, you know, up and running? And are you, have you had sessions since we've been unlocked?
We had a We had a Trinov training session this week in an innovation house. That was I think Tuesday this week. So and I think some of the more general courses we've sort of taken more online, but I think we'll start to see them coming back on online soon as well, and we'll continue with a mix. We will continue with a mix as well. So, but yeah, very much that's all starting to come back now.
Okay, well, that's about time, I think. Listen out for the next in the EI Live podcast series, which just leaves me to say thank you to Mark Taylor and thank you to Peter Alloway from Envision UK.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you, David.
Looking
and Daniel.
Forward to end of September.
Yes, absolutely. So am I. And after the show as well, when I might be able to get a holiday.
Oh, now you're asking a lot.
You don't need a holiday. You need a set of outdoor audio systems.
That's all you need.
Okay, so don't forget to look out for the latest issue of Essential Install magazine, which is out now. So goodbye and have
morning.
A great day.
Brilliant.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.